Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Scott Hansen here from NFL Red Zone. I hope you're checking out 1 hour of 5 Yard Rush, one of the best podcasts on NFL football in the UK.
Hello, Rush Nation. I bet you weren't expecting me. Murph is away until the flagship show this Thursday, and originally it was going to be Stacey jumping in. However, the time difference has gotten to our American friend, and he has passed on the responsibility to me. We have got his waiver wire picks to use for this week's waiver wire show, so I will be jumping in with some of those, as well as one or two of my own as well. Thank you very much to Stacey for letting me use his waiver wire picks. The article is available on 5 Yard Rush at the moment. So if you want to have a look here and maybe even read along while I read it out to you, then please do so or catch up on it later on. Week 12 gave us a full slate of games during the Thanksgiving weekend. A huge amount of football spread over a wonderfully comfortable amount of days. Got some really good viewing over here in the UK. However, week 13 is bringing us another Bimageddon. Six teams are on bye this week. So obviously this week's waiver wire is looking for players that can help us in the lead up to the playoff and the playoff hunt, especially if you're just outside those special spots at the moment. This this podcast is looking at players rostered in 40% or less of total leagues. And this is data coming from ESPN.com as per usual. Yeah, when we were looking through all the players, it was like, oh, that player would be good. That player is below 40% owned. That player is on a bye week. So it's very, very slim pickings when it comes to the quarterbacks. In fact, very, very slim pickets. And Kenny Pickett is our first player in the quarterback position to look at. He is 15.7% owned, and they are playing the Cardinals after Matt Canada has been fairly fired, shall we say. The Pittsburgh Steelers went to town and scored their first game with over 400 yards offense for a very, very long time, including the entirety of Matt Canada's reign. So it was very nice to see the brakes get taken off, and Kenny Pickett is featuring up here now. He threw his most passing yards in a game this year with the win over the Bengals. He threw for 278 yards, which doesn't seem like a whole lot compared to some of the other players that we've seen, but it was 24 for 33 complete for just over 11 fantasy points. And then the Cardinals are coming to town, so it's the week 13 Cardinals versus the Steelers. The Cardinals are giving a lot of passing yards to the position, on an average 238 passing yards and 17.7 fantasy points. So Pickett looks like he could be a nice slot in, particularly if you are playing Superflex. You know, I've certainly got him in a few leagues and haven't been playing him before this week. Perhaps this change of coaching can do the business for Kenny. So let's just see what happens. And the Cardinals is a perfect place to try that out. Second on the list, we have Gardner Minshew for the Colts. He is 7.3% owned, and they are coming up against the Tennessee Titans. Has been a very nice slot in since Anthony Richardson went out on IR. He's been getting a lot out of his wide receivers. Michael Pittman, in particular, has been benefiting very well. And, you know, last week it was 251 yards, one interception, and then he also got one of the first touchdowns we've actually seen with his feet. He was known for, you know, scrambling with the ball, did so last week and got a touchdown. He got 14.64 fantasy points in the win over the Buccaneers. Now they're traveling to Tennessee and they're facing the Titans for week 13. Bryce Young scrambled a whole lot in this game, in the week 12 game for the Panthers, and picked up a lot of yardage. So there's scope here for Minshew to use his feet. There's news that Jonathan Taylor has also picked up an injury. I think it's a thumb injury, so it shouldn't affect his legs, but it's certainly one to watch out for, because if they lose one of their rushing threats, then Minshew may be called upon alongside Zach Moss to use his feet to get that extra yardage and keep the chains moving. The Tennessee Titans have actually given up 248 passing yards and 16.7 fantasy points to the position. So Minshew should be a nice slot in here. I certainly know people who have got a lot of quarterbacks who are on the week 13 bye, and they are putting in Minshew just to save themselves at that time. One other player that you might be tempted to try and put in, or two players that you might be tempted to put in, are the Saints quarterbacks, whether that's Derek Carr, who's 22.9% owned, or even Jameis Winston, who is 0.3% owned. There's a lot of rumours that you know, people aren't very happy with how Carr's playing. It was a bit of a weird matchup. He hasn't been playing the best. Winston has come in a few times, particularly when Carr's been injured, but there may be even calls for him to come in now that Carr is just underperforming. They are coming up against the Lions this week, and we have seen in the last few weeks, particularly against the Chargers and the Packers, that, you know, they can get passed on. The secondary is looking weak against the pass. We've also seen that the Saints are a very low-scoring team at the moment. They're not a whole lot of points scored against the Falcons in that divisional matchup. And there are currently question marks on the receiving talent that whoever's going to be starting has got to pass to. Rashid Shaheed is suffering from an injury. Chris Olave went out with concussion in last week's game as well. And Michael Thomas is already on IR. So all suffering through various stage of injuries. A.T. Perry and Lynn Bowden are not really the sexiest names to pick up here and to be passing to. So I would probably be avoiding these two players and fading whichever quarterback gets a start. I imagine that's quite tough because a lot of people did pick up Carr and hoped he was going to be a mid-range QB2 throughout the season, and just doesn't seem to be manifesting itself within the team at the moment. Let's move on to running backs. And we've got Jeff Wilson as the number one in the running back list at the moment. He is 27.2% owned. He is going up with the Dolphins against the Washington Commanders, who have struggled. They have struggled quite a lot. It's been very high scoring games. And
hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Dolphins do seem to like to get a grab of games. They didn't do so much against the Raiders 2 weeks ago, when there was definitely missed opportunities on the offense. But they certainly did a good job against the Jets in week 12. The Commanders have actually given up 86 rushing yards and 22 fantasy points to the running back position. So that suggests to me that there's a lot of scoring to be done here in terms of touchdowns, potentially not the yardage. But Jeff Wilson has benefited from Devon Achane's injury, and while he's normally the third running back, he has been playing behind most as the second. So keep an eye on Washington to give up those rushing yards and Jeff Wilson to benefit from that as well. Second on the list, Rico Dowdle from the Dallas Cowboys, 9.2% owned. He is up against the Seahawks. He only got 3 carries for 11 yards and 1 reception for 15 yards and a touchdown last week against the Commanders, funnily enough. And then they are now hosting the Seattle Seahawks at the AT&T Stadium. So the Seahawks are giving up 82 rushing yards and 24.9 fantasy points a game. Murph has been pushing the Dowdle button for the last month or so. I certainly have picked him up in some of my leagues as a result of seeing how much usage Pollard's getting and thinking that will start to slow down towards the playoffs when they want to keep him healthy. There was also concerns that potentially Pollard wasn't performing as well as he could do, so there may have been a split to come in as well. Thankfully for Pollard rosters, he has seemed to have boosted his performances, and Dowdle seems to have slipped back into a bit more of a complementary role, but the opportunities are still there. There's still room for Dowdle to come in. He has to manage that ankle injury that he's been questionable for several weeks in a row, and certainly coming to the playoffs, you'd want Dowdle to be fully fit and take advantage of anything that the Cowboys give him, because if they want to keep Pollard fresh, they just have to spread that ball out a bit more. So Dowdle, yeah, 9.2% owned, playing the Seahawks. There's a chance here for Dowdle to get some extra ball. Wide receiver, and the first one on the list is Stacey's number one choice for his waiver wire pick of the week, Jaden Reed, another player that Murph has been pushing for a lot in the last few weeks. Mentioned it last week on the flagship show and the week before. He's mentioned it on strategy points too. Jaden Reed seems to be connecting really well with Jordan Love, and Love seems to have turned a corner in the last few weeks, which is great for anyone who rostered him and rostered any of his skill position players like Reed. He is currently 31.5% owned. They are coming up against the Chiefs, so the matchup isn't great, but I think that there's a really good reliance here on Love getting the passing game, particularly while Aaron Jones is down injured and AJ Dillon is leading that backfield, that they have to turn more to the passing game to keep things moving. The Chiefs are giving up 130 receiving yards and 28.9 fantasy points to the wide receiver position. So as long as that ball gets spread out, and Jaden Reed could get quite a nice share of that as well. One player that did come off well with the Commanders game against the Cowboys is Curtis Samuel. So he got 9 receptions for 100 yards to finish there with 19 fantasy points. And now they come up against the Dolphins. And the Dolphins have been fairly weak against the position. They've conceded 161 receiving yards, which is quite high, and 37.6 fantasy points to the quarterback position, to the wide receiver position. Funnily enough, I think the only teams that are really suffering here are the teams that are playing the Dolphins, who have to deal with Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle every week. So Curtis Samuel could have a nice play here if the Commanders are playing from behind. Another play that I've thought about here as well is Tutu Atwell. Again, quite an unusual matchup. They are playing the Browns, and the Browns are offering a league low in passing yardage, but they are very beaten up at the moment and actually came away from the Broncos game with a few injuries as well, including what looked to be quite a serious one to Myles Garrett. So that's a big-time pass rusher who could potentially out next week suffering from an injury. That defensive frailty could help out the Rams' offense. And if Cooper Kupp continues to be unfit or performing, you know, if they're rushing back, then I'd be looking to see where Tutu can slot in here. He's been making big plays, and he was the most productive wide receiver on the team last week. So maybe one to watch out for there. 24.2% rostered. Again, they're playing the Browns. Tight ends, only one here. Kay Dotton for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He is 29.4% rostered, and he is playing the Carolina Panthers. So obviously have to be a bit wary about the bounce back games here that a lot of teams usually do. There's not a whole lot of talent on that Carolina team, particularly in the offense. So the Buccaneers might get a lot of time on offense here to spread that ball around. And Kay Dotton does seem to be one of Baker Mayfield's preferred options in this group. He got 4 receptions for 45 yards in a very back and forth game with the Colts last week. The Panthers are giving up not a whole lot to the position. 36 receiving yards, 9.8 fantasy points. But like I said, there might be usage here for Kadon to beat that amount on that, beat that average, and get a good return for anyone who's picked him up off the waiver wire. You're looking for obviously quite a decent amount for such a small amount on the return. So yeah, Kadon could be a guy here. Kickers, Brandon McManus for Jacksonville, still doing the business. Like, has come through in some very key key games for the Jaguars. I think he got 3 for 4 on field goals. He might have missed one in the last game, but he has certainly been proving invaluable. There was 3-point difference between the Jaguars and the Texans in the last game, and that could have very well have been the key in having McManus doing the business there. They are playing the Bengals. The Jacksonville Jaguars are playing the Bengals this week, and they're giving up 8.8 fantasy points to the kicker position. However, it's difficult to say with the Bengals offense at the moment with Jake Brown in there. It's very difficult to see how and if they can keep drives going. The Jaguars do seem to be doing fairly decent at the moment, and McManus could be the key to keeping those points rolling forwards. DSTs, Colts, 15.7% rostered, and they're playing the Tennessee Titans. The Colts have been looking really good. 6 sacks, 1 fumble recovery, 1 interception last week against the Buccaneers. They're making big plays, and it's all coming together for all parts of the team at the right time. Offense and defense seem to be working very, very well. This divisional game could also be a big one as well. So we don't know whether or not the Titans will raise the game, but the Colts seem to be doing the right thing on defense, and there's some big name players who are making those big time plays as well. After the Tennessee's big game for Will Levis's debut, it all seems to have petered out a little bit as well. So the Titans offense do seem to be slowing down, probably at the wrong time for them. The Colts can take advantage there. Thank you very much to Stacey for letting me use his stats on his players. It's always a good read, so make sure you're checking out on the website. We've also got Murph and Stocks who are coming back on Thursday. They'll be able to give you more tips and suggestions for anything that's coming up. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast as well, and check out the website for any articles. They're back on Thursday, and myself and Lewis should be back on the Friday as well with Fast Action Friday. But until then, keep rushing.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.